The question was asked, what is the significance of the number 613 when we say there are 613 mitzvot? And that's a very good question, because technically there are much more than 613 mitzvot. You take the mitzvah ve'avta re'acha kamocha. So that involves many things. Visiting the sick, comforting a person that when he has a loss, giving charity, helping a person when he needs a helping hand. Many, many actions are encompassed by that one sentence. It says, keep Shabbos. It encompasses many, many actions. So we have many commandments that really encompass many actions, and yet we say there are 613. So that number seems to be a number that represents a concept in Chazal, that represents the Torah, and they had a tradition that this was the number of biblical mitzvot. How you count those biblical mitzvot, what counts as one and what counts as two, which mitzvot get counted, because many mitzvot were very short-lived. Moshe was told, throw your staff on the floor and that becomes a serpent. So that was a biblical mitzvah for that day. Is that a biblical mitzvah? We have a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. We don't know who they are. Is that a biblical mitzvah? Is that going to the count? The Levim are told to carry the Aron, yet when we enter Eretz Yisrael, it becomes the Kohanim. So does that go into the count of 613? We're told not to leave over from the Mun till tomorrow. So that lasts 40 years. Is that a biblical mitzvah? We're not allowed to intermarry with Ammon and Moabite men. But that passed, now that we don't know who they are. Is that go into the count? Say, Kriyat Shema, morning and evening, is that two or is that one? So we have a lot to discuss when we analyze how you count the 613. But at any rate, it seems like Chazal kept the count. And it seems that the Tanoim would each figure out their own count of 613. And whenever their learning or derivation would lead them to say, this is a biblical mitzvah, then they'd have to revisit the count and recalculate. Wait a second, so now I have 614, so I got something wrong. So even though the Talmud doesn't spend a lot of time discussing this, how you get to the count of 613, it seems, says Nachmanides in his commentary on the first Shoresh, the first root of the Rambam 613, so it seems that everyone had a count. Meaning until we reach a generation of Behag, we don't have official books that delineate the count. But what we have to say, what it seems, is that everyone kept the count. And this concept is also supported by Tosfos and Sota. In Tractate Sota, the Gemara brings in Machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, about three mitzvot, whether they're obligatory, reshut, or mitzvah. And there Tosfos says, well, how do they do the count? If it's a mitzvah, then is the other guy missing three of the 613? Or does this one have an extra three? So Tosfos says, must be each one recalculated. So that's a part of the Shas that doesn't appear. The calculation that each Tana and Amora would make, how to figure out their 613. And what happens is that we don't spend a lot of time, other than the Rambam, and those that actually wrote works on it, but generally it doesn't affect us too much, what goes into the count and what doesn't. Because Shabbos has 49 actions that are prohibited biblically, probably 50. So
40.
Right, I said 49, right. 39 or 40, right. Thank you. Is that 40 mitzvot? They're all biblical. But they count as one or two or three. So that's why the count is less relevant to us. Because we spend more time understanding what's biblical and what isn't. Does this count as one or does this count as 39 mitzvot? That doesn't have so much relevance to us. And that's why the Shas doesn't spend too much time on it either. What we do have is this concept. It's a concept that the Torah is 613 mitzvot, Taryag. And then you have the Rambam that took the time to figure out the count. And of course, everyone argues. Baal Lachos Gadol says his count. The Rambam has his count. Rav Sadigon has his count. Sefer Mitzvot Gadol has his count. Sefer Mitzvot Gadol has his count. Ramban has his count. Okay, it goes back and forth, but the relevance is minimal. Because most of the time, everyone agrees on what's biblical and what isn't. The main question is, how do you count the biblical mitzvot? How do they break up into 613? So although the concept is one that represents the whole Torah, but the bottom line breakdown of what's encompassed in the 613 is less important to us. Because we know that there are many more than 613 actions that are obligatory in the Torah. Yes, gentlemen? Fine?
Okay.